USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge is blocking Mississippi's heartbeat abortion law. The law bans most abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected, which usually happens around 6 weeks into a pregnancy. The judge wrote that the law prevents a woman's free choice. President Trump is bypassing Congress and invoking emergency authority to sell arms to Saudi Arabia and the UAE. Republican Congressman from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, is a fan of this move.
Yeah, I mean, these arms sales have been held up for far too long, not just to Saudi Arabia, but to the United Arab Emirates, one of our closest partners in the Persian Gulf region. Those two countries in particular are in a genuine shooting war with Iran. Just last week, more missiles were launched from Yemen by a rebel group supported and funded and trained by Iran.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Don't look for another summit between President Trump and North Korea's leader anytime soon. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
North Korea now says nuclear negotiations with the United States will never resume unless the Trump administration changes its demand for unilateral disarmament. A foreign ministry spokesman accusing the U.S. of deliberately causing the collapse of February's nuclear summit between President Trump and leader Kim Jong-un by making impossible demands. U.S. officials had said the meeting broke down because of North Korea's demands for sanctions relief in exchange for gradual disarmament. Kim has now given the U.S. until the end of the year to come up with mutually acceptable terms. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More than 3 billion Facebook accounts have been deleted over the past 6 months. That's according to the company's latest enforcement report. The report also reveals that there were 7 million posts removed for hate speech. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum held a press conference on Friday to provide an update on the flooding along the Arkansas River. The mayor thanked the workers who built a new levee behind a levee that had already begun leaking.
Late yesterday, we started to see leakage in a levee in West Tulsa near the Garden City neighborhood. And I want to give a deep sense of gratitude and thanks to the team at Crossland Construction, who came out and spent all night building a new levee behind the old one that was leaking.
Folks in Tulsa are still on edge, though, as storms continue with more rain and flooding possible. A Colorado rancher accused of killing his fiancée last Thanksgiving is pleading not guilty. District Attorney Dan May says he hasn't decided whether the office will pursue the death penalty against Patrick Frazee for the murder of Kelsey Barrett.
By Colorado law, once the defendant pleads not guilty, we have 9 weeks to decide whether we'll seek the death penalty or not. And so that's something by Colorado law that will be decided over the next 9 weeks.
May believes the entire trial will last for 3 weeks, starting on October 28th.
That's the entire length of the trial, from picking the jury on to closing arguments. You can get delays. We noticed, for instance, there's one holiday in there. Certainly it's in October, November. We all know what that means in Colorado, but we hope that that will be a sufficient amount of time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.